Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and ministering this audio from the office in my house in Plano, Texas. I want to continue on talking about my experiences as a veterinarian in North Texas. An equine practitioner. I was associated with people that were great friends. And I'm not saying they were all pure. I'm saying they were friends of mine. Amen. I want to start by speaking about Dan Anderson. Haltom City Veterinary Hospital, Haltom City, Texas. Dan and I were sitting at a table one night at the Royal Coach Inn in Dallas, Texas, at a meeting. And each of us had a social drink, and we were talking. And Dan said something to me I'll never forget. He said, you know, Doyle, if we get enough of this truth serum in us, we could all be down, we could all have a good meeting. I thought, Dan, you've got some integrity. You've got to have to think like that. He was a real friend as a veterinarian. And then I just thank God for ever knowing and talking one-on-one with Dan Anderson, Haltom City Veterinary Hospital, Haltom City, Texas. He had a brother, Deb. W.L., I think it is, Deb Anderson, Dallas. And they're Deb, well, very well. And I didn't always agree, but one thing I knew, he was a person that I could talk to. I want to say, I believe Dan has passed on. I don't know where W.L. Dubs at. I don't know if he's alive yet. But one thing I believe, that Dan is in heaven, and wherever Dubs at, he'll be there. Thank God for him. Friend of mine. In 1968, I was elected North Texas Charter President of North Texas Equine Practitioner Association. And Deb, I know, was a member. I'm not sure that Dan was. But Dr. Charlie C.R. Butler, Charles Rodney. I know you, Charles. What about, he was my partner. Jerry Rudisell, Louisville, Texas. He was a member. He is now deceased. Tigardi, Denton, Texas. Now deceased. And then there was one George Platt. Dr. George Platt. Graduate of Colorado State University, 1962, School of Veterinary Medicine. George was a good friend of mine. We had mutual respect for one another's abilities. Amen. I recall after I sold my practice in January 1970. I went to Missouri, then Florida, and returned back to Texas. And then the North Texas Equine Practitioners Association at a meeting. And they called me and asked me if I would speak on a certain subject. And I said, well, yeah, yes, I don't know that much about it. But maybe, sure, I'll consider it. A few days later, I received a phone call from Dr. George Platt. I called him George. He called me Doyle. We're friends. He said, Doyle, these young people that are just coming in to this association are setting you up. They want to hang you. I said, George, these upstarts can't hang me. But I do appreciate you letting me know. So I went to the meeting. George was there and the upstarts. And they started talking. You know, upstarts can't keep their mouth shut. They want to impress somebody. So they all started telling them what they didn't know. You know, I don't even know that I got to talk. God confounded these young upstart veterinarians. It's a great blessing. Today, I was thinking about my friend, George Platt. I asked my wife if she would search and see where he was at. Much to my disappointment, Dr. George died in 2011. I believe it was in October. Amen. For a few moments, I was a bit overwhelmed. And then my wife found a website, Celebration of Dr. George or George Platt DBM, whatever it says. And she started reading it to me. And I was reminded of how George befriended me in the 70s. He said, Doyle, they're trying to set you up. And I prayed for all of my friends, Dad Anderson, Deb Anderson, Charles Rodney Butler, Dan, George Platt. I said, you know, Lord, I know my friend, Dr. George Platt, has got to be with you. There was a release in my spirit that George Platt, DBM, Colorado State University graduate, 1962, and a great friend of mine, I will see in heaven. Thank you, Father. I expect to see Dan and Deb and George Rodney. I expect to see you there too. God bless all of you. This is Doyle Davidson, servant, apostle, Lord Jesus Christ, closing out of his own, Plano, Texas. Good day.